Welcome to In Depth with Academia, where we journey through the fascinating world of academic research. I'm Richard Price, your host and the CEO of academia.edu, and it's a delight to have you with us as we dive headfirst into the intriguing corners of scholarly investigation. Today, we're unpacking a paper by Martin Schulz titled Staying on Track, A Voyage to the Internal Mechanisms of Routine Reproduction. Quite the mouthful, huh? But don't let that scare you. At its core, this paper asks a question relevant to all of us. What keeps our routines from derailing? It's like wondering why we keep taking the same route to work or ordering the same coffee at our favourite cafe. This paper attempts to unravel that mystery. Now, you might ask, why is this question significant? Well, routines are everywhere. Schulz argues that they are central to the social and economic order we live by. Imagine trying to run a business, or even a household, if every day was sheer chaos. A new rule, a new way of doing what we did perfectly fine yesterday. Sounds exhausting, right? In this paper, Schulz suggests that routines aren't just governed by rational choice or sheer necessity. They're like self-sustaining molecules, stable yet complex, with internal forces preventing them from just dissipating into thin air. Fascinating, huh? So, let's chat about Schulz's key findings. He dives into various mechanisms like habitualization syndrome, which is basically our brain's way of getting us to repeat tasks without thinking, a bit like brushing your teeth. Then there's a priming, where each step in a routine reminds you of the next, like humming a song and knowing which word follows another. These sound simple, yet they're surprisingly robust. Imagine a lifeguard on duty. When he sprints towards the water, others follow without question, as if there's an invisible string pulling everyone along. This is the kind of automatic response Schulz speaks about. It's not about mindlessness per se, but about our brains efficiently navigating familiar paths. And there's more. Each routine is like a social tapestry. Schulz talks about reciprocal typification, where your actions in a routine are shaped by the expectations of others around you. It's like a dance, where everyone knows their steps and what comes next. Miss a beat? And everyone knows. Our brains, it seems, are finely tuned to pick up on such patterns. Also discussed is institutionalization, where routines become embedded in an organization's DNA. They become just the way things are done. Like paying for your groceries before leaving the store, it's not written in stone, but it's definitely expected. Now, transitioning a bit, let's digress. Isn't it odd how these theories apply to real life? Like, when you go to order your favourite burger, and without realising, you're telling the cashier the usual. You see, even when alternatives exist, we tend to stick to our comfort zones. Schulz's arguments argue that a mix of cognitive ease, social expectations, and institutional norms come into play. Back to Schulz. He presents an evolution of routines through something called concatenation of procedural memory. A fancy term suggesting that our brains store routines like a series of interconnected memories, priming one after another. It's like programming, a bit sci-fi, right? And this is where Schulz's exploration really broadens our understanding of organizational behavior, how routines aren't static but evolve and adapt within their environments. To conclude, Schulz doesn't claim routines are infallible. Destabilization happens, new routines emerge, and sometimes things really just go off track. His work provides a lens to view routines not merely as chains of efficiency, but as dynamic elements shaped by interactions within larger social frameworks. Our conversation today isn't about endorsing this paper as gospel truth. What matters here are the insights and perspectives, ways for us to better grasp why we do what we do, and how those actions ripple through larger systems, be it in a corporate environment or our daily lives. So, next time you find yourself on autopilot, maybe ponder the routine mechanisms in play and giggle a bit, knowing it's not just you, it's all of us engaging the marvellous dance of routines. Thanks for tuning in to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, and as always, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep learning. Until next time.